She pulled away from him, her anger building.
You don't owe them anything anymore, she insisted. You've paid for your mistakes. You've sacrificed enough. You've earned the right to live out your days in peace.
If I don't do something, nobody else will, he said, shaking his head.
So what? So nobody does anything. Whatever evil's lurking in the unknown regions might not show itself for decades. We could both be old and gray by then. We have a chance to live out our entire lives in perfect happiness. Are you willing to risk throwing all that away?
It was tempting to give in. It would be easy to pretend nothing was wrong and just live in blissful ignorance, like trillions of other beings in the galaxy. There was only one problem with her argument.
I'm not doing this for the Republic, he explained. I'm not doing it for you. I'm not even doing it for me. I'm doing it for our child, and our child's children. We might never live to see the horrors that are coming, but they will.
He tightened his arm around her.
We have to protect the Republic for them. We have to risk our chance at happiness so they can have a life we might never know.
Bastilla didn't answer. Instead, she leaned against him, resting her head on his shoulder. And he knew she felt the same way.
When do we leave?
She asked after a long moment of silence.
You can't come with me,
Revan objected gently.
What if I find something on Rekiat? Some clue connected to my past? What if it leads me farther into the Outer Rim, or even the unknown regions? We could be gone for months, maybe longer. Do you really want to give birth on some uninhabited world on the edges of the galaxy? And then what will we do? How are we going to care for an infant under those conditions? I won't risk the life of our child like that. And I know you won't either.
Bastilla reached two fingers up and pressed them gently against Revan's lips.
If I say you're right, she whispered, will you please shut up?
He nodded silently.
Because I can think of better things to do on the last night before you leave than talking.
Revan couldn't have agreed with her more. Bastilla accompanied Revan and T3 to the spaceport. Candorus was already there, loading supplies onto the Ebon Hawk. The Ebon Hawk had served Revan well during his hunt for Darth Malak. Owned by a succession of smugglers and pirates, it was one of the fastest ships in the galaxy. It had enough room to comfortably accommodate a crew of 8 with cargo and supplies, yet a single individual could pilot it when necessary. Technically speaking, the Ebon Hawk still belonged to Davik Kang, a Teresian crime lord. But Davik wouldn't be coming to reclaim it. He was long dead. His body buried beneath the ruins of Terrace when Malak bombed the city world from orbit.
Be careful out there,
Bastilla said.
I always am,
he answered with a smile, wiping a single tear from the corner of her eye. They didn't need to say anything else. They'd said their true goodbyes in private the previous night. Bastilla's years of Jedi training had left her uncomfortable with public displays of emotion, but she'd stood up on her toes and planted a long, hard kiss on Revan's lips. Then she turned away and quickly left the spaceport. Candorus raised a curious eyebrow, but showed enough restraint not to ask why she wasn't coming. They finished loading the ship in silence. 20 minutes later, the Ebon Hawk took flight.